Support for WPR comes from the Baraboo Chamber, welcoming all to its downtown square for a holiday experience. With horse-drawn carriage rides and visits with Santa every Saturday during the holiday season. Baraboo.com.
Port Washington residents who oppose a massive data center development say they're launching an effort to recall the city's mayor. It's Thursday, December 17th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin's Attorney General has announced that Menards will pay a settlement over misleading rebate claims. And a large-scale lead abatement program in Milwaukee schools is complete. Stay with us.
What started with one experimental license more than 100 years ago is today Wisconsin Public Radio. With dozens of stations around the state, an app, and a comprehensive website at WPR.org. Thank you to our donors who made this journey possible.
Residents who are upset with a massive data center project in Port Washington are now launching an effort to recall the city's mayor. As Rich Kramer reports, they say he has not listened to their concerns.
Members of a group called Great Lakes Neighbors United have been opposing a $15 billion artificial intelligence data center project for months. City Council meetings about the project have gotten tense, and three opponents were arrested at a meeting earlier this month. Now the group has filed papers to recall Port Washington Mayor Ted Neitzke. Member Mike Beester says they've tried to express their concerns about things like water and electricity usage.
And just nothing ever gets through, and the Common Council is unanimous in every single, almost every single vote. You know, every single member of the Common Council just, you know, votes lockstep with what the mayor wants.
Great Lakes Neighbors United would need more than 1,000 signatures for the recall to happen. Neitzke couldn't be reached for comment. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The home improvement chain Menards has settled a multi-state lawsuit over complaints about its rebate program. The multi-million dollar payout will include sending $750,000 to Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call said the company advertised prices after an 11% rebate. He said that made it look like customers were receiving a discount, and that was misleading. Call said Menards will change their advertising as part of the settlement.
Menards is also going to investigate whether it can offer a process for consumers to submit rebate application forms and receipts online, and whether it will allow customers to redeem their rebates for online purchases.
Call did not immediately answer a question about how the money will be used by the state. Menards is headquartered in Eau Claire. Nine other states are also receiving payouts as part of the settlement. The founder of a Raptor rehab facility in Anago says it's the worst year she's ever seen for shootings of protected birds. As Danielle Kading reports, that includes an American white pelican that's currently undergoing treatment.
The Raptor Education Group in Anago has admitted at least 23 protected birds this year that include bald eagles and trumpeter swans. The facility normally sees fewer than five such cases annually. That's according to the nonprofit group's founder, Marge Gibson. Most recently, she says a pelican captured in Ashland is being treated for injuries after being shot in the neck and beak.
It would have been hard for him to eat, you know, even if he had felt like it. But he had also developed lead poisoning from the shot.
It's illegal to hunt or shoot protected migratory birds like the American white pelican. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is investigating the incident. Animal welfare groups are offering a $2,500 reward for information that leads to the arrest and prosecution of the person responsible. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Defense attorneys will call their first witnesses this morning in the trial against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. Dugan is accused of trying to help a man evade immigration agents by leading him through a side door of her courtroom on April 18th. Prosecutors allege Dugan tried to direct the man and his attorney down the courthouse stairs to avoid detection. They played audio from that day of a conversation between Dugan and her court reporter that includes the phrase, quote, down the stairs. Her court reporter said it was Dugan who first brought up the phrase. Dugan's attorneys have argued that the longtime judge did not obstruct anything. They've argued that a judge has the ability to run her own courtroom. Closing arguments in the case could wrap up as soon as this afternoon. After nearly a year, Milwaukee Public Schools announced yesterday it has completed lead remediation work at nearly 100 schools. Corrine Hess has more on the cleanup efforts.
In January, a student at Goldemeyer School was reported to have lead poisoning. From there, the district and city of Milwaukee officials learned of widespread lead issues. The problem forced the temporary shutdown of 9 schools last school year. Superintendent Brenda Casilius thanked parents for trusting the school district and holding it accountable.
On behalf of MPS, I offer our most sincere apology for the disruption and the anxiety this may have caused your family and commit to doing all that we can to ensure that it just never happens again.
Casilius says 2,700 classrooms have been cleared of lead. The work costs $43 million. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, a Fox Valley construction company is suing Green Bay and a contractor over concerns about the city's bidding process for a park project. Nina-based Myron Construction filed the suit last week to block the city from awarding a nearly $5 million contract to Hatley-based 8 Pine Inc. to build a new park pavilion. In the suit, Myron argues that irregularities with 8 Pine's bid should have disqualified the contractor. David Voss is with Myron Construction. He spoke about the bid at a Green Bay Redevelopment Authority meeting earlier this month.
I respectfully ask that the city stop and take a real good hard look at this. We believe that Myron is the low bidder. No questions about it.
The contract was removed from this week's council agenda. The city declined to comment, and 8 Pine could not be reached. And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Mix of sunshine and clouds today with highs in the 30s and 40s. Really windy at times with gusts near 25 miles per hour. A winter weather advisory kicks into effect in western and northern Wisconsin this afternoon, lasting into tonight. Southern Wisconsin expecting a little bit of rain later on. And tonight, temperatures drop all the way down into the single digits and teens. Could see several inches of snow near Lake Superior overnight and about an inch elsewhere. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Really appreciate you joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow. As always, don't forget to leave us that rating and review wherever you're listening. We really appreciate it, and it helps others find the show as well. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.